in the making. But first, the Islamic Republic of Iran may be facing its sternest challenge since its incorporation in 1979, with mass protests about rising costs, corruption, and women's rights across the nation. Stephen Hill asked Emeritus Professor Ayman Sekel whether the violent crackdown will be enough to prevent the regime from collapsing due to widespread public anger.
The scope of the violence has been very big. I think, as you pointed out, there are different accounts of the number of the people who've been killed. Some have said that 6,000, and some other people have said there's something like 30,000. So one can never really be sure exactly how many people were killed, but obviously also thousands were injured, and there has been also mass arrests. I mean, the protests started for economic reasons, because the Iranian currency had collapsed and the economy had extremely been weakened. And the shopkeepers and the business people came out to protest. Since the grievances of many other people in the country led to expansion of those protests and dominated most of the major cities and even some of the smaller towns. But the government looks like has succeeded in putting down the uprisings, and the security forces have once again prevailed, but of course at a very high human cost, and also at the severe criticism of the government's handling of the situation.
So what do you see as the short-term and medium future of Iran? According to Karim Sajapour of the Carnegie Endowments of Peace, he describes Iran as a zombie regime in which very few people believe in the ideology of the government. However, at the same time, the government can still count on the fierce loyalty of the Iran Revolutionary Guard and the Basi paramilitary force. How do you see it playing out?
Well, I think that's true. So far, the instruments of state power, that is the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, the paramilitary Basij, the revolutionary committees, the religious circles, the networks of the mosques, the armed forces have remained loyal to the regime, and there has not been reports of major defection from these forces to the opposition side. As long as that remains the case, the regime has relatively strong support in the countryside, then one cannot expect the fall of the regime anytime soon. But of course, the regime is also under pressure from outside, that is particularly from the United States and Israel, which would like to really see the back of the regime. Again, one has to be very careful, because the United States is not really going to be able to bring about a regime change in Iran by operations from the air or from the sea. In the past, whenever the United States has tried to bring about regime change, it has basically invaded that country. Of course, one of the major concerns of the Gulf is that Iran may try to close the Strait of Hormuz. And of course, it is through the Strait of Hormuz that something like 20-25% of the world oil goes through. That could cause a serious energy crisis, you know, around the world.
So while the US and Iran have been at loggerheads for almost 45 years, there have been brief moments when there have been possibilities of reapproachment. During the late 90s and the early 2000s, when Iran was actually providing some assistance to the US in Afghanistan, and more recently with the Iran nuclear deal negotiated by Barack Obama and John Kerry, is there any chance that the US and Iran could possibly find a way to negotiate?
President Pezeshkian has said that they are willing to negotiate with the United States, and as I understand that there's some indirect talks going on between the two sides. But the American demands are very high. They want Iran to forego any uranium enrichment, and also it wants Iran to dismantle or dramatically reduce its missile production or sever its ties with some of its affiliates, or what the Americans call proxies in the region. There is a possibility of a negotiated settlement when it comes to Iran's nuclear program. I think their latest report suggested that the Iranians may be prepared to suspend their nuclear program, and they've always said it's only for peaceful purposes. Perhaps on the basis of the July 2015 nuclear agreement, or perhaps with some additions to it. But as far as this regional allies are concerned, well, you know, Israel has already weakened Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Assad regime has gone from Syria, and the only other force which is still quite active is the Houthis in Yemen. But Tehran is always in a position to moderate the operations of the Houthis if there is a possibility of a peaceful settlement between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Stephen Hill talking to Australian National University Emeritus Professor Amin Sakil about the current situation in Iran.